Commission hearing in Bear Paw Energy LLC, case number PU-10-666. Mr. Rodney Miller, please. Be seated, Mr. Miller. Mr. Miller, as you heard me advise previous witnesses, your testimony is required to be under oath, and I am required by law to advise you regarding perjury before administering the oath. Perjury is a false statement of material fact which you do not believe to be true. In North Dakota, perjury is a Class C felony, punishable by a fine up to $5,000, imprisonment for a period of up to 5 years or both. Will you raise your right hand, please? Being advised regarding perjury, Mr. Miller, do you swear that the testimony which you're about to give in this matter shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Mr. Miller, will you state your name for the record, please?
Rodney Lynn Miller.
What is your residence address? Well, let me ask you first. Are you testifying for yourself or on behalf of a business or?
No, for myself.
All right. What is your residence address?
328 East 20th Street, Williston, North Dakota.
Is your residence address also your post office address?
Yes.
All right. Mr. Miller, you may proceed.
I'm a local, the area, I own the northeast quarter in that section out there where they plan on proposing this. My concerns are mainly with the water runoff. Oil companies have a tendency to use sterilants or herbicide to keep the weeds down in their facility. So the water that comes off of their property, then it could possibly get onto mine. That's one of my concerns. Second concern is, will they be having any water wells there where if they have an incident in their facility, could it possibly contaminate underground water if they have water wells? And third concern was just during construction, it's hard to keep garbage from blowing off facilities because the shopping plastic bags out in the fields or cardboard, when that starts plugging up my equipment when I'm trying to get something done during seeding, it's one more reason I have to stop. So that was my three concerns for today.
Questions, Mr. Morrison?
I don't have any questions.
Mr. Armstrong.
You're in the northwest quarter?
I'm the northeast quarter.
Northeast quarter.
I have a dam down there with newly growing trees. That's some of my better productive land is in the northeast quarter there.
And I think you heard Mr. McCarthy testify about the runoff and what they're doing to work on that. If they're able to take care of that, you know, and fix the runoff the way, you know, he was talking about. Is that sufficient to you if it's not running onto your property?
But nothing was ever mentioned about, you know, what they use to keep their weeds down on their facility. Ground sterilants, if that can, you know, their holding pond is fine, but now is there still going to be sterilants in the water when they do release it off of there?
Do you have a well, or is that your farmstead up in the upper, the northeast corner of that section?
No, I have a water well, yes, in the northeast quarter, in the school, old schoolyard. Yes, there is a water well there.
That's all the questions I have.
Mr. Fine?
No questions.
Questions for Commissioner Clark.
Thanks for testifying, first of all. Mm-hmm. You probably heard testify or heard from other folks who testified, the Department of Health permits that have to be sought on stormwater discharge and things like that. Have you been following that process? Do you have concerns with that process, or do you feel like if that's met, will it protect the interests that you're concerned about?
I am unfamiliar with that, and hopefully that the government agency, it would meet my concerns.
Okay. One of the things that the commission typically does with these, and I'm sure we would do the same with this, is make anything that we would approve contingent on them meeting other things. So if the health department isn't happy, we're not going to be happy, that mm-hmm. sort of thing. So I'm sure it's something we'll, again, be looking at in this particular case. But let's see. And then the three concerns were the stormwater discharge, potential impacts on water wells, and then just general sort of garbage during construction issues, which I understand.
Yes.
I mean, if you've been around any construction site, you'd see things blowing around. So, and that is something from time to time, too, that we can address in siting permits. So thank mm-hmm. you for bringing those concerns up.
Any further questions? Commissioner Kramer.
Yeah, I just want to get my bearings a little bit. You referred to an old schoolyard. Is that that facility that's in the very northeast corner of that quarter section?
Yes, of the northeast quarter.
Do you own that?
Yes.
Okay. What kind of a school was it? Just out of
curiosity? That was Public School District Number 8.
Okay. Interesting. And then where's this dam? I've got the map blown up to a point where
that's closer to the four corners of all four quarters in the middle.
Okay.
It's right to the northeast.
Okay,
of there.
I see that large. It looks like it probably would have water in it at mm-hmm. some point. Okay. Yeah, with regard to the garbage thing, we can maybe do something with a little extra in terms of the appropriate use of dumpsters, things like that, to mm-hmm. make sure that stuff. I don't imagine it gets windy out there a lot, given all the trees, you know, but.
Trees?
you notice we haven't talked a lot about trees. No, I'm sure. But thank you for your testimony.
The garbage I brought up because of when you go west of Williston here, just on the NDSU experiment farmland, there's a whole lot of the plastic shopping bags out there sticking in their
sure.
field.
Well, this is a rough time of the year, though, yeah. you know, we get all that. But soon the wind will change direction and it'll all go somewhere else.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But thank you for your testimony. And your concerns are valid and we appreciate them very much.
Further questions from the commission? Commissioner Cook.
Thank you for testimony, Rodney. Mm-hmm. Just it looks like all the groundwater would flow towards that little intermittent stream, which would be southwest of your property. Does that sound about right?
There is a little corner on my property where the creek does come in off the property onto there. Now, that may be coming in from the southeast quarter onto me, but it would be coming from one corner to the other.
So I'm trying to
barely catch my property.
Trying to get a visualization of how the groundwater might flow. Depending where this stormwater permit discharge might be that the health department will work out. Is there a preference where you'd like this to be at?
It's just a concern.
Just a concern.
So I guess if it could stay to the southeast quarter, then it would not get to mine.
Fair enough. Okay, thank you.
Commissioner Clark.
Just one quick question,
which is unrelated to the gas plant, but it got me thinking. A while back, I served in the legislature on the House Education Committee, and we heard a lot about District Number 8, the district which surrounded Williston. Does that still exist as a K-8 district, or
yes.
is that now a part of Williston
no,
School District?
Williston
it is. It's
School
okay.
District Number 8. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And as a K-8, it's still a K-8 grade?
K-8, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Any further questions from the commission? Follow up, Mr. Morrison?
No follow up.
Follow up, Mr. Armstrong?
No, Your Honor.
Anything further, Mr. Fawn?
Just wanted to mention that one of the things that the company certifies to, it certifies that it will, where did I see that? Yeah. It agrees that it shall remove all waste that is a product of construction and operation, restoration and maintenance of the site, and properly dispose of it on a regular basis. So hopefully that'll cover the issue with the garbage.
What's regular, Patrick?
Regular? On a regular basis?
Yeah, exactly.
We would hope that the landowner could give us a call if it's not working out.
That's right. And you should feel free to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Mr. Morrison, one last. Any follow-up?
No follow-up.
Thank you very much, Mr. Miller.
Thank you.
Mr. Floyd Miller, please. Be seated. Mr. Miller, as you're well aware by now, your testimony is required to be under oath, and I am required by law to advise you regarding perjury before administering the oath. Perjury is a false statement of material fact which you do not believe to be true. In North Dakota, perjury is a Class C felony, punishable by a fine up to $5,000, imprisonment for a period of up to 5 years or both. Will you raise your right hand, please? Being advised regarding perjury, Mr. Miller, do you swear that the testimony which you're about to give in this matter shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Please state your name for the record.
My name is Floyd Miller.
I understand you're here in two capacities, really. First, for yourself individually, and secondly, for the township. Will you state your capacity for your appearance on behalf of the township, please?
Okay. As township, I am township chairman for Hebron Township.
All right. And Mr. Miller, will you state your residence address, please, for the record?
My resident is 14954 57th Street Northwest.
Is that also your post office address?
Yes.
You may proceed, Mr. Miller.
Thank you. Being you were talking about the water issues first, I will talk as Farmer Floyd or Landowner Floyd. I have the land right to the north. I just drove on that. I'm going to refer to that County Road 5 as the paved Granora Road because that is what it is known as to us because it goes straight south of Granora. I just took my tractor down there this morning to get to a grain bin. I've noticed for the last while that the land to the west is higher than on the west side of that road than the east side. So there's going to be some water coming from that that's going to come across through culverts. So I apologize. Thank you all for coming and having this meeting. I should have said that first. My concern is water that's supposed to go on that land from before. If I bought that as a farmer, I can't change the water routes anyway. So some of that, and I know some of it is going to come to mine and some of it's going to go south, but is some of it still going to come on there anyway and get taken care of? When we talked about buffer zones, which isn't their problem, but I would have liked to have seen, and they said they're going to have a buffer zone, which I believe they are. I would have liked to have seen that still in grass on the north side and the east side. And the reason for that is just to see if anything from water runoff or anything does kill anything. It's probably too late for that now, I'm not sure, depending on how the process goes. But that was something I would have liked to have seen. But and then the water outlet. The way they, and I realize with their facility, maybe they do have to have this storm thing like this, but I know that it used to drain further to the south and then go east, some of it, not all of it. So as a commission, I don't know whether it's a water board I'm supposed to ask these questions to or you guys to look into or whatever, just to make sure that it's, I don't want any more on my land causing more deeper washouts on my fields or whatever, or neither does the neighbor. So that's what I have for as the farmer. Should I do the township stuff too?
You may proceed.
Thank you. Speaking with Bear Paw, the 56th Street that they're talking about from County 5 coming to the east, the first mile is not built up. It may have been built up 60-some years ago, maybe a foot. So they were going to access 56th Street before they pulled on County 5. So they were going to build the first half a mile up, and I'd given them my specs and everything. But now a concern has come up that paved road, that Granora Road or County 5, has a 6-ton weight limit on per axle now. And just a little bit further to the north, it is really getting bad. And I wish you guys would have had time to just drive 20 miles to look at it when I say bad. And what worries me is that there could come a time that the county's going to say, you guys can't use this road with heavy trucks. And that means those trucks are going to have to go on 56th Street to the east. So I believe the second half of that first mile needs to be built up too. They've agreed to build the first half a mile, but that was until I see this road deteriorating. And at a meeting a couple weeks ago with Bear Paw and the guys that are going to move the stuff in, I believe I remember the county engineer, not the engineer, but the county road supervisor saying that there may come a time when there can't be heavy trucks on that paved road. So as in farming, I have a plan A and a plan B, and I'm worried about plan B to get done because once this plant gets up and running, it's going to be really hard to build a road. They've been working with me further on down at the end of the second mile there, to the east, where they got to go over where a dam is, and they're going to build that up. They've said they haven't met with me and finalized it yet. But, and one last thing on a concern on a water runoff or whatever, when you say and ask questions to somebody if they've talked with the landowner, I'd like to be able to see where a landowner can sign on something for you guys to see too, so we both agree. Because otherwise, sometimes we're not aware of it, maybe. But that's my input. Thank you.
Mr. Morrison.
I don't have any questions.
Mr. Armstrong?
You were talking about the Granora Road or County Road 5, and I'm looking at my map. Is that 151st Avenue Northwest?
Yes. It's a 40-ton weight limit road most of the year. When the load limit is on, it's 6 ton per axle, and then maybe up to a total of still 40 ton.
And I guess as I gather it with the road issue, that's something that's still being discussed. Is that accurate to you?
Yes. It's not finalized yet.
It sounds like you've come to agreement on certain things and are still working on some.
Still working on some. It's not 100% yet. But they are working with me, but it just, everything takes time. Not that I want to slow them down from everything, but I know how it's, you got to get it done first and have it right before there's.
Your opportunity will never be better than it is right now.
I mean, and I kind of gather from your comments, and otherwise you really have no problems with this. It's just the road and the water issues.
Yes, the safety on the road to keep up. In one of the agreements, they haven't signed yet, but I'm going to want them to probably do 99% of the overseeing of the road, because I don't have time to drive that road every day to check it for safety issues. And I can help with it maybe too, being it's a township road, but we never did snow removal on it before. I can possibly help with the graveling and stuff, but the blading is something that we need to work out who's going to be doing that. And so.
Thank you.
Yep.
Mr. Fawn.
When you said there may come a time when they would not be able to travel on the road, are you able to, like, stop? I imagine you are, as the road authority, you're able to.
Well, not necessarily on my gravel road, 56th Street, but I'm saying if the county road says for some reason that gets so bad and he says, you know, 6 ton limit year round, then they're going to be using mine. 56th Street, and 56th Street as a township road will be a 40-ton weight limit road. And that'll probably be year-round unless it starts getting so bad in the spring where we both agree on and say we need to lower that. But because that's open to public travel. And there's an oil well right at the half-a-mile mark east on the other side of the road. So another oil company is using that. They didn't use it this winter now. They just went up to the Granora Road or whatever. They never pushed snow, so. Road issues are going to be a big concern, and we'll work with them, but we both have to agree. So,
anything further, Mr. Fawn?
Nothing further.
Questions from the commission? Commissioner Clark.
Just so I'm clear in following up on Mr. Armstrong's questions, and again, thanks for being here. I think what you had described as the plan B, which I thought was a good way of putting it, that's what you're currently talking with Bearpaw about is this idea if option A closes because the county says we've got to put load restrictions on there, what do you do about B? Can you give us a sense of the status of that discussion?
That just got talked on 5 minutes before this meeting. So
got it.
They were unaware of that, but I just wanted to make them aware that if that could happen, because anything can happen in right. What's been happening to roads all over, whether it was because of the harder, longer, colder winter, I don't know, but they're really streets in towns are just deteriorating from light traffic. So,
okay,
you know,
yeah, not so much a question, but just a comment. You'd asked about, you know, you didn't know if this was the right place to bring it or somewhere else. This is a good venue to do it. What I see the Public Service Commission as is really almost a backstop authority for the state, where, you know, we're not necessarily the stormwater discharge experts that the health department is, or the archaeological and cultural resource experts at the State Historic Society that they may be, but rather we're the place where we make sure that all of those things are done to the expert agency's satisfaction before something's given a final go-ahead. So, and this is a great venue to bring it up. So,
and that's
for being
why
here.
I wanted you to be aware of it, so that
sure.
Maybe there's some state water board should look this over to make sure it's right coming in and coming off or whatever. Not that it hasn't been.
Right. Thank you.
Yep.
Further questions from the commission?
None, just thank you very much.
Commissioner Cobb.
Floyd, thanks for your testimony. Now, you said township chairman? That's
yes.
one of your hats you're wearing?
Yes.
Maybe you heard my question to Mr. Clark about, you know, what exactly does that mean when you're working with the townships and the county? So I think you gave it a different version, not a different version, but additional
yes.
thoughts on it. But tell me if you get to a point where in your own words, if you don't agree with them, then what do you then where do you go? I mean, we're having this good discussion now, and
that's
this is
right.
All well and good, but if you get to a point where you're at impasse and you've already said your piece here, then what's the next step, you as township chair?
That's why I'm here today.
No, but I'm asking.
The further down the line, if it doesn't get resolved, it's harder to resolve things. So.
But is there a jurisdictional thing? I guess that's kind of my question, is that I don't quite know how it works out if townships and then, I mean.
Or put another way, is there actually a conditional use permit or something that they have to receive from you before they can go ahead, or is that all done at the county level and they've received that already? Or
this is a new thing that's been hit in our area anyway, so what for sure is to do, I don't know. Our township has come up with road specs, 24 feet wide, 3-to-1 slope for safety. Mm-hmm. But townships only have 66 feet to work with, right-of-ways, 33 feet on each side. So a road for anybody to build, whether it's an oil company, whether someone moves out there and wants to build a road or whatever, it's only going to be able to be about 3 feet high from the peak, because that's all the more dirt where you have to work with. County roads can be higher because they have more width to work with. So I've sent them to them, and I guess just my concern today was that, and they haven't said nothing against it yet. So the first half a mile they had, I think we're okay on. My concern is, what about that second half a mile?
Can you
before the plant comes up? We haven't agreed on that yet.
How do you redesignate a road from a township road to a county road or even a state road for that matter?
Okay, excuse me. The township road is one that a county doesn't have. And a county road is usually considered to be, as I learned 2 weeks ago from our county road guy, it's a farmer-to-market road.
Okay.
Well, and as he told it at this meeting, and I'm going to put it now, this road here, 56th Street, these 2 miles, to me are going to be an oil-to-market road when you look at it. Farmers are going to use it, too. It's still there for agricultural, too, because I use it. And other of my neighbors use it too. So, but I also look at it as a chairman of the township for safety too, for the public. But my concern is now is if that second part of that road doesn't get built up before this plant gets started, it's probably okay enough for them to move their stuff in, which they need. But how's it going to get built when it's so busy if they have to use that with, I think the mention was about 8 trucks a day, I believe, or something, and maybe it could be more. Not that that's a lot, but that keeps coming and going. So.
Okay, we've had hearings in different places where Department of Transportation, DOT, actually came out and testified about different things. So this is an interesting discussion throughout the whole state, because as we do like wind turbine sightings, mm-hmm. You know, the local controls are the most important. We will never really change what a local subdivision has. So just curious your thoughts on that. So thank you.
Any further questions from the commission?
Thank you.
Follow-up, Mr. Morrison?
No follow-up.
All right. Well, I guess, Mr. Armstrong, anything further?
I did have enforcement. You know, we've talked about that first half mile, and that's the plan A.
Yep.
And something else would have to be worked out for plan B, because that's still in the negotiating phase, so to speak. But is, like, I assume your township has in its code a road supervisor or something that probably falls on your shoulders, too,
yes.
If you have area, land that area. I mean, if they're using that road or there's no agreement on it, I mean, that's something that would fall under your ordinances, and you'd be able to monitor that by being on site, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, right now we don't know necessarily whether they'll be using that or not, but you'll be able to see it if they are without your agreement.
They're going to use it to move in, because they have to move their heavy stuff in.
I was talking about that second
half. But that other one, yeah. Just in case the weight limit comes on that 151 Avenue.
And you'd talked a little bit about something for the landowner to sign, too, and basically, you know, you've heard us talk about the certification, and that's kind of what the requirements we have the company sign off on to protect the public and the landowners. It's the things to protect that. So if there were using a part of the road that is different than what was agreed to, that's part of something that should be brought to the commission's attention at a later date too.
Mm-hmm. Anything further, Mr. Armstrong?
No, Your Honor.
Mr. Fawn, anything further?
Nothing further.
Any further questions from the commission? Mr. Morrison, one last time.
No further questions.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Miller.
A comment on Pioneer School. My brother and I both went to all 8 years of school there. It was built in 1925. It had 11 grades. They had 3 years of high school, but they couldn't graduate till they went to Williston. And it closed in 1985. And we now own it. And we had a reunion in the year 2000 and had people come all the way from Arizona. And California was great.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Mr. Miller. Is there anyone else who wishes to address the commission on any matter? Anyone else? Mr. Morrison, anything further for the record?
If I could impose upon the commission, can we have a five-minute break so I can check with my client? We may put one witness on just to briefly address a couple issues.
You may. We will be in recess for approximately 5 minutes or until Mr. Morrison reappears.
Thank you.